Time for part two with Tully from Public Service Garage in Marquette, and we're going to continue talking about lake trout fishing on Lake Superior in the Marquette area. So here we go.
Yeah, that's pretty common. I mean, you just deal with it if you go out, but the fishing is usually really good. And looking at the forecast right now between the Huron Islands and Marquette anyway, it's unbelievably phenomenal all the way through Saturday. We're talking variable winds 5 knots or less all the way through Saturday.
Yeah, I hope to get out tonight or tomorrow night, actually.
All right, so let's get to the nitty-gritty details. Everybody wants to know what the hot spoons are, and obviously, you know, not just what you were using, but what you've been hearing from all your fishing buddies.
Well, it was a little crazy. On Tuesday night, they seemed like they liked chartreuse and a watermelon. Mostly the chartreuse, though, were good on Tuesday night. Ran the same exact setup on Wednesday night, couldn't get them to go. Switched all up. In fact, I just told another guy this. They switched them all up. Put down the old number three gold fin spoon, if that brings you back a while.
Standard.
And a watermelon moonshine spoon. And then orange. And ended up fishing just about everything orange that night. Oh, I take that back. A black fin devil.
Oh.
A fin spoon. That caught a couple fish. But completely different from Tuesday to Wednesday, which kind of blew me away. Because there's fish in the same waters, you know, same speed, same temp, but they changed, and you have to change with them.
Interesting. Okay.
I did notice quite a few bait balls out there, which were different than the week before.
Really?
You know, if you were fishing Lake Michigan and targeting salmon, that's all. And once I found those, we seemed to circle those and picked up fish on the fringes of them. So I don't know what's going on there, if they're smelt or herring or what they are, but there was fish around them.
Now, do you typically see bait balls in Lake Superior like that?
On the edge of any of the humps, you will. If you're fishing any structure, you will see that, yeah.
Were they just smaller bait balls? Because I'll be honest with you, it's probably been 20 years since I've seen bait balls on a graph on Lake Superior.
Yeah, with the warmer weather, you'll see that sometimes. And they were out there. I didn't see them Tuesday night, but I saw them Wednesday night. And that's where we started targeting. And, of course, we were fishing some structure, so there was fish around the bait. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fish where the fish are, fish where the bait is.
All right, well, Tully, I got nothing else. You want us to know anything else about fishing?
Bring your bug dope.
Yeah, got that right.
Those black little things are terrible. I don't know if it's changed at all, but even with the wind, they were terrible.
Right.
The fishing's good. Get out and enjoy, because the fishing's good right now on Lake Superior and Marquette area anyway.
Well, there is no wind, so you got to bring bug dope.
That's right. That's right.
Those little ankle-biting pot lickers, man, they drive you crazy.
Or put your long johns back on. I know it's not that time yet, but you need to cover up.
I hear you. All right, Gary, I appreciate your time.
Okay, Adam, thanks.
Tully from Public Service Garage in Marquette giving us the great fishing report for around the Marquette area on Lake Superior. And this is the Outdoor Show.